From the publishers of Ariana Kelt and the Wizards of Skyhall, Regent Press, RP Audio. Buzz on in for the adventure of a lifetime by listening to the How Mother Nature Stories. Mother Nature has a terrible dilemma. Supreme Queen Bee, Queen Bluefire no longer wants the responsibility of getting all the flowers to grow. Her bees want to play and have fun. They no longer want to work to pollinate the flowers. Oh dear, what's Mother Nature to do? And that's only the beginning of her troubles. Can she get the beavers to irrigate the fields and save them from rampaging bears? Can she get the earthworms to fertilize the soil? Let us hope so, or otherwise the flowers won't bloom and blossom. Before reading, book summary. The theme of the story center on Mother Nature and her goal to keep everything on Earth in balance. She looks to the human race to be the caretakers, as they are her most intelligent creatures, and when they go astray, she finds interesting ways to get them back on track. Her first task is to prepare the earth for all her creatures by having flowers in all the fields. This was a cooperative effort. The bees pollinating the flowers, the beavers building dams to water the fields, and the earthworms tilling the soil and providing the nutrients. As mankind developed more creature comforts, they began to pollute the air and water on Earth. The first to recognize this and ask Mother Nature for help were the bees. The flowers were dying and the bees did not know why. Mother Nature discussed the problem with her flowering team and determined that the cause was acid rain, which was made when smoke from mankind's factories fouled the clean clouds that fell as water on the flowers. The second part of the story tells about this problem and how Mother Nature gets mankind back on track with the help of the bees, beavers, and earthworms.